I had to have the Negro.
A government regulation?
Yeah, sir. You had to have it if you had to work it. In other words, the government, you know that.
If we regulate everything you do.
They'd tell you right quick if you didn't use the color that you, they'd cut off all the money from everything in your county, state, or what have you. Schooled even as much, but I couldn't take it. One of them had come, sorry rascal, he'd come and he'd want a job. I said, what can you do? What can you do on my job? I can do anything that you got on your job. I don't care what it is. I said, well, you're a perfect man. I'm telling you, we need a lot of men like you. And then I'd ask him, the first thing he'd ask me was, one of the things that he asked me is how I paid off. I told him I paid every Friday evening, but I could pay you off every hour, but I wasn't going to do it. But I paid off every Friday evening. Yeah, boss, he said, that's not what I mean. I mean is, do you pay off with a check or cash? I said, I pay off with checks. I said, boss, I can't give you my Social Security number and my nut because I'm on welfare, and they find out I'm at work, they'll cut off my welfare check. Well, that done it with me right there. Well, now that's what the government got me into. My federal government got me in just like this. And so I told him, I said, well, I'm going to finish this building. That was down between you and Destin. I built it. And whenever I got through with that, I quit. I couldn't fool with them niggas.
Yeah, my father-in-law, he's got a real small business, and he won't take government contracts
They had me exposed. I was exposed myself so bad until there was the government. They were all watching me then. You see, I was in a spot.
He won't. He has a heating and air conditioning. He keeps his workforce.
Well, I know. I've done a lot of work. Just if somebody come and say, I'd like for you to come out and do some repair work or do some paint work, I've done that a lot of times after I quit. A lot of it. But not to general building. But you're sure getting trouble with all that part of the game.
Washington changed. You've lived here all your life. It changed a pretty good bit since you've been living here.
Very little. The only thing that the change in it was that up here at Point Washington here was a big sawmill town. My daddy was in the sawmill business, and of course I can't remember him, but I was told a lot about him. He died before I can remember him. He died in 1910, and I was 4 years old, hardly 4 years old when he died, because my birthright dates is 1906, you see. And there was big milled here after that, but they didn't last long. But other than that, the old town just like it's been. Of course, all the old houses that was built for the people that lived around the sawmill, they're all gone. But it's all just about like it was.